what's next for Egypt? Sobering scenarios. Despite efforts to quash the gospel, it gains ground anyway. And got a headache? The next time you take something for it, don't take that for granted. Stay tuned and we'll tell you why on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. More than 60 churches have been attacked in Egypt since Muslim Brotherhood started its rampage, beating their pro-President Morsi drum. These attacks aren't new. President of Ion Network USA, Rody Rodehaver, says now it's so widespread it's making international news.
When truth comes out, there can be hope for these pastors, these churches. It's very difficult when you feel as if no one knows, no one cares.
He says this could cause international pressure on both the Muslim Brotherhood and Egyptian leaders. Despite the attacks, Ion Network staffers are safe.
Although many of them have had to flee and are living with either Muslim friends who've taken them in to protect them, or they've gone to another pastor who's close by.
Christians are living life one day at a time.
They all are faced with the reality that at any moment there could be a knock on the door, and their life could be gone in an instant.
You can help Christians in need. We have a link at our website. Next, although World Humanitarian Day was yesterday, it kicks off a month-long project to turn words into aid. It shows that crises last longer than the news cycle. Case in point, massive flooding in Indonesia swept through the Jakarta Baptist Seminary, closing it. Baptist Global Response is coming alongside, helping with repairs and replacing equipment. Ask God to use the seminary repairs to help neighbors understand the truth about His love for them. We've got more at our website. This is Mission Network News. Ivory Coast just celebrated independence and is looking ahead to peace. Holidays aside, it's really a picture of rebuilding a nation after a decade of war. Global Advance's David Shibley held a frontline shepherds conference in Abidjan. 313 pastors and church leaders were there, soaking it all in.
When you lift the spiritual life of church leaders and pastors, you're lifting the spiritual life of the nation.
The seeds were planted for more.
The pastors themselves, over 100 of them committed to planting at least one new church within the next 12 months.
Global Advance is committed longer term in the Ivory Coast because healing has to be part of the rebuild. That means more pastoral training and marketplace missions.
There are still very deep hurts and animosities. God was very gracious in the conference to minister at a deep level to many of these pastors who themselves were affected by the civil strife.
It'll take a commitment from all of us. We've got ways to help at our website. Meanwhile, the gospel's gaining ground in Russia. Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association explains.
We are seeing a growing evangelical presence in Russia. The traditional faiths that are there, such as Orthodoxy, probably feel some sense of threat by that.
The growth is coming despite more efforts to control religious action. Some fear newly passed laws could be used to punish groups the government dislikes, such as evangelical Christians.
Whenever it seems like authorities try to stamp out the biblical gospel and the true biblical church, the church thrives. The church survives.
SGA is supporting churches and believers who are living out the Great Commission in Russia. See how you can get involved at our website. Most importantly, pray.
We need to intercede in prayer, not only for the religious freedom in Russia to continue, but that it might increase.
And when you're a refugee in Burma trying to hide from a government that wants to kill you, health care is a luxury. That's why Partners Relief and Development is taking action in Karen State. They're helping 7 remote health clinics with supplies and training. As workers care for physical needs, the door opens for spiritual conversations. Pray more refugees come to know Christ through these clinics. Check out our website to see how you can help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Josh Wilson's new CD when you support Mission Network News. It's part of the M&N Wake Me Up Summer, reminding Christians to wake up and share Christ in everyday experiences.
To wake me up, wake me up, wake me up inside.
Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll send you a Josh Wilson CD, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.